The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Two Chairs, No Waiting, Episode 1. My name's Alan Newsom, and I want to thank the Mayberry Marching Band for their wonderful rendition of our theme song. I'm sure you all enjoyed that. You know, especially enjoyed Floyd and whoever it was Andy Gumping in the back there, but looked really good. This podcast is about the Andy Griffith Show and all things related to the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry. For those that don't know me, my name is Alan Newsom. I'm the webmaster for Mayberry.com and several other Mayberry-related websites, like the Andy Griffith Show Rion Watchers Club, which is TAGSRWC.com, as well as WeaversDepartmentStore.com. And this podcast is brought to you by WeaversDepartmentStore.com. If you go to Weavers, you'll find games, you'll find DVDs of all the seasons of the Andy Griffith Show, as well as Gomer Pyle. We've got Matlock DVDs there as well. You'll find apparel, all kinds of cool gifts there. So drop by Mayberry.com and go to the Weavers Department Store link, or just type in WeaversDepartmentStore.com into your browser, and it'll take you right there. Because they are sponsoring this, and actually they don't really sponsor it, but I didn't have a sponsor, and I thought I would say that they sponsored it. Sounded better. Anyway, for those that don't know how I got into some of this stuff, how I got into this Mayberry stuff, back in 1993, I decided I wanted to create a website. I wanted to learn how to do HTML. So I tried to think of, you know, what did I want to do? What kind of a web page I wanted to do? A lot of people at the time were going out and making websites about themselves. You know, I really didn't want to make a website about me. But I love the Andy Griffith Show. Really got into it when I was in college. Subscribed to The Bullet. Got all the back issues. You know, I really, really enjoyed it. So I decided, hey, I'll do a website about the Andy Griffith Show. And at the time, it was just hosted on AOL. It wasn't a domain or anything like that, like it is now. But that was back in 93. Not that long after Yahoo started. We went on from there and became Mayberry.com later on, and it's grown into all the sites that you see. If you go to Mayberry.com, there's stuff linked off to off of there to all kinds of places. But that's enough about a little background on myself. I want to tell you about the podcast. The podcast is going to be made up of some interviews. I've done interviews with some of the cast members, as well as talk about the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry in general. I don't want to make the podcast into just an interview type show, but I do want to have interviews as often as I can, and but not just cast members, but maybe with fans of the show and impersonators. You know, we like to call them tribute artists, but they're impersonators by any name that you want to call them. Our name of our podcast, Two Chairs, No Waiting, comes from Floyd and his barbershop. Our first podcast, this episode, is going to be an interview I did with George Lindsay. It's our first interview, and it's my first interview I ever tried to do, and tried to do is key here. It was recorded back in 1998 in Jim Clark's living room in Nashville, Tennessee. Jim Clark is the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. He started the club along with some other guys. And so we were in Jim's living room up in Nashville, and present in the room was, of course, George Lindsay, Jim Clark, Kenneth Junkin, who now is an Otis Campbell tribute artist, you know, impersonator, and myself. So we were sitting around the room. We're going to break this interview up into four parts to try to keep the podcast to a reasonable size. So the next several episodes, you'll be hearing from George and his recollections about the Andy Griffith Show and other things that he's involved in. As I said, this interview was the first time I ever tried to interview anyone. I had no idea what I was doing, and you may notice that George is basically asking himself questions. He was great in this because he knew I didn't have any idea what I was doing. So I basically set the tape recorder, because it was 1998, set it down there in Jim's living room, and you'll hear me piping up every once in a while. But George basically sat next to the tape recorder and asked himself some questions and got the ball rolling there in Jim's living room. And you'll hear Jim every once in a while answering some stuff in the background if you listen closely. And I'm really sorry about the noisy recording, but it's the best I could do back in 98. It was a tape recorder, and sometimes you can actually hear the sound of the tape recorder kind of roaring in the background. So in part one, George is going to discuss his time on the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry RFD. So enjoy the interview, and I'll be back when he's finished.
My name is George Lindsay. I played Goober on the Andy Griffith Show for and Mayberry RFD, and it seems to be everybody wants to know various things about the Andy Griffith Show, and since I was there for most of it, maybe I can answer some questions that that some of you have. 82 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, so that's I was around for a while, and so we'll just get started about some questions. How did I get on the show? I auditioned. Originally, I was supposed to be Gomer, and they had taken a hold on me. I'd gone over and read for the part and got it, and then Andy Griffith saw Jim Nabors performing at a nightclub called The Horn out in Santa Monica, and he hired Jim, and I didn't speak to Nabors for quite a number of years after that, because I thought that was my part. But it worked out pretty good for both of us. I worked with some of the best people, best actors in the world on that show. Of course, Andy certainly was the guiding light behind all of it. He was what made it click and why it was as good as it was and why it has lasted all these many years. What's your favorite show? My favorite show is probably called Man's Best Friend. It's about me having a talking dog. And I like that show because it let Goober be really more, less of a kind of a dope. It shows some qualities that Goober had of really some feelings and stuff that he had. And I really like that show. But you have to always remember that we were doing somebody else's words. They weren't ours. And all we did was memorize them and say them. That was my favorite show. And of course, the classic Goober Takes a Car Apart, that was a funny show. And I think Andy Eats Three Spaghetti Dinners, I forget the name of that.
Dinner at Eight.
Dinner at Eight, yeah. That was a good show. I pretty much liked all of them. The first year, I didn't much like a lot of my work because I hadn't gotten a real insight on the Goober character and persona, what he was all about. And what he was all about was he was a very kind, caring, overachiever, and if you'll notice the scripts, in a lot of the scripts he solved their problems in his own peculiar way. Oh, I like the one Goober grows a beard too, and that was a tough show to do because they had to put that beard on me every day, and then I had to wash it off every day. I had to take and get all that hair off of me, and then go home and take a shower, and I filled up my sinks with with hair. But that was I like that show. It's hard for me to remember 81 shows.
Or 82.
Or 82, as the case might be. People want to know about my background. I have a BS degree in bioscience. I have an honorary doctorate from the University of North Alabama. I played football. I was the starting quarterback there for 2 years. I didn't take any kind of drama classes or any kind of acting. I wasn't in any theater, anything. I was in phys ed and bioscience, but I did win every talent show they had at the college. And by the way, this is all in my book, Goober in a Nutshell. That's Avon Publishing, $9.99, still in print.
Yeah.
Available through the Bullet. You certainly can order through that, and which I read the Bullet, every word of it, to see who got more ink than I did. The book is good. Before I give away all my secrets, I'd rather you get the book. I suppose we'll have another, what is this, the 38th year? And I suppose whoever's around, and when we get to number 40, there's going to be some kind of big something going on. Maybe Turner Broadcasting will do something. I don't know, but it seems like it would be appropriate to do something at the 40th year. I don't know very many other shows that have been on that long.
Yeah, that's right. 40 years. The Andy Griffith Show has been on now 48 years. It's currently October 2008, so we just had the 48th anniversary of the first episode of The Andy Griffith Show. So a lot of time's passed, but the show never gets old. Now we're going to do something that we're going to try to do every episode, and we're going to have Floyd Lawson from Floyd's Barbershop give us some commentary on just his meandering thoughts. Here he is. So, Floyd, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello there. How are you doing? I've been listening to George there. I don't know him. Goober. I know who that is. I don't know this other fella. But Goober, he and I, he was a lot like me. Entrepreneur. Started his own business. Had a business. Bought it from Wally. But sometimes he'd forget to order the gas. Not me, there was that time I forgot to get the shaving cream. But I never did like the shaving cream anyway. The kind that came out of a bottle or something. I always like to mix it in a cup. I just like the sound. It makes it clip, clip, clip. I guess if you're not a barber, you might not understand. That's all I have for today, I guess. And we'll see you later. Drop by the barber shop. We'll get you a drink. Every head's a walking testimony. Bye.
Thank you, Floyd. Thank you for those wonderful thoughts. We always look forward to the wisdom of a barber. You can't be a barber for as many years as Floyd has been and not learn something. Folks, we hope you enjoyed the first episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting. And we look forward to having you join us again next time.